Well, now I hope everybody has been listening carefully to all of this, because these are pearls of wisdom that Michael's been handing down. And these are actually going to be pearls of wisdom that you can put to some practical use, because I've devised with Michael a challenge for listeners to the bike show. And the challenge is this. It's to ride your bike for an hour and to ride a distance greater than 35.325 kilometres. Now, 35.325 kilometres, that is a very specific distance down to three decimal places. But it's not a distance that's been chosen at random. It's a distance chosen by my guest, Michael Hutchinson. Michael, why 35.325 kilometres? Why is this the target for a challenge that we're going to call the listener's hour?
I suggested it simply because it is the distance covered by Henri de Grange, who was the first official holder of the World Hour record. He set the record in Paris in 1893, and it seemed quite, it just seems an appropriate reachable distance, and there seemed something rather poetic about that as a challenge.
Well, and also Henri de Grange is the founder of the Tour de France and a big figure in the history of cycle sport. So there will be some satisfaction in beating him, right?
I think so, yes. He was irascible and bad-tempered and, the holder of the first hour record. Interestingly, he, like the guys we've seen in the last few months, he wanted to get in there first. When the idea of an official hour record came around, he got in there at the beginning. His record was subsequently beaten by 2 kilometres the following year, which is a fairly serious beating of it. But he was in there first. He set the very first official record. So it seems about right. There were records, unofficial records before his, which generally tended to be what people said they'd done or what their dad said they'd done or something like that. So I'm never quite sure how much faith to put in them. I tend to reckon it starts with Monsieur de Grange in 1893 with his 35 kilometres.
So he did it on a velodrome, and most of us don't have access to a velodrome that we can do something like this on. So this is going to be a road challenge, which I suppose makes it a little bit harder. But we are more than 100 years on. We've got gears on our bikes and various technical improvements, so we ought to be able to do it on the road. I typed various information into one of those online bicycle data calculators, and for me it seemed to work out as, and I maybe have got this wrong, but 275 watts for an hour. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, it sounds not far off. It sounds a little bit low to me.
Really? Okay, what do you think I'm going to need to do?
You might need a tiny bit more.
Closer to 300.
I think probably less than 300, but more than 275. But okay. It's so high. It depends what size you are. It depends a lot of things. Yeah. But as a target, I think it's difficult to require for a lot of people. It's a little bit of work to think about it, how they're sitting on the bike, just what their position is. Can they get a little more aero? Or maybe require a little bit of training. For some people, it's going to be a piece of cake. For some people, it's going to be a lot harder. And that's the I guess that's the joy of something like this.
And we'll have to figure out a good course. I've got a nice bit of dual carriageway near me, but I'm not sure if I'm going to be hitting that, because I always kind of shudder when I see people doing time trials on the A449.
And you've got to start and finish in the same place, obviously. No sneaky riding on a big Welsh hill.
Exactly. So this is going to be Strava-based. The bike show has its own Strava club, and I'll put a link to that on the website, and you can join that. And once you've achieved the challenge, you can post your ride there, and we'll set up a little discussion for people to say how they're getting along. And at the end of the summer, I'll compile a great list of everyone who's done it and figure out a way of celebrating our achievement.
Henri de Grange celebrated his by going out for lobster.
Well, maybe we'll have a lobster party.
Yeah,
that sounds great.
Lobster, that's the thing.
Well, of course, Michael, you'd do 35 kilometres in a recovery ride in an hour, wouldn't you, probably?
Not quite, probably. On a lovely, warm, balmy summer evening, maybe I would do a recovery ride at that speed. But no, proper recovery riding would usually be slower than that.
Okay, well, we'll be returning to the subject on the show over the coming weeks with a few more pointers from people who know how to ride fast on a bicycle. But there's been a lot in the discussion with Michael, so thank you very much, Michael. Anything else that you'd suggest to listeners who are thinking of having a go at this?
I think do what I was saying earlier about look at what you've got to do 35 kilometers and look at what you can do now and work out how you're going to get from one to the other. And on behalf of the bike industry, I'd say don't be afraid to buy a new bike if that's what you think you need to do.
Well, the check's in the post from the bike industry. Thank you, Michael.
An absolute pleasure.